Now it's time to talk about how you can turn on a tornado of traffic into your affiliate offers. A great place to start is Google Advertising. I'm going to go through this very, very quickly because it costs money, and I know that you will probably prefer free methods. So I'm going to go through this really, really quickly. But you'll probably know over on Google, you've got these ads down the right-hand side. You can actually advertise and send people to a landing page or to your own site that has your review or video review or comments or whatever, and then send them from there over to your affiliate offer. It's a great way to add value. You can add a bonus, you can add a review, you can say, look, this product's great, but you know, it's leaving this particular part out. You know, this, the bonus that I'm offering you fulfills that gap in the product. There's loads of different things that you can do, and advertising is one way to get traffic. It's paid. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. The only thing I would tell you on this is real basic kind of pay-per-click lessons. Don't use the www down here. Use this, so capitalize the first letter of each word. I mean, you want to test this stuff, you know, make sure you're testing it, but as a rule, that tends to stand out a lot better than this. Focus your ads on specific phrases. So you can see this one says sit, stay, fetch. But the phrase that we've typed in, if we have a look over here, is actually dog training. So this company should have gone out of its way and actually created an ad specifically for the phrase dog training, so that that comes up here. Because as you can see, when you do that, it goes bold. So when you have the phrase that matches in your ad, it goes bold. So don't just create one ad and dump all your phrases in it. Create one ad per phrase. In fact, you need to be doing even more than that. You need to create two ads per phrase, so that when you have a winning ad, let's just say you've got two ads here and this one actually converts better, you will then create two new ads with two different headlines. Maybe then this one wins that, and then you go on and so on, and you keep doing this, what's called split testing down the way. Though what that does is puts your money through the roof. Okay, those are my very quick top tips on how to make more from your pay-per-click ads. Get rid of the www out of there, capitalize the first letter of each word in the domain name, and use two ads per phrase, split test the ads, test over and over again. This is not a video about how to do pay-per-click, so you know, I really just wanted to cover the basics on that. If you do want to get signed up to Google pay-per-click ads, basically click there, advertising programs, click here, Google AdWords, and then you'll go through, set up a campaign. There's loads of stuff in there on Google about how you set that up. Free videos, training materials. You'll find a whole bunch of information. I'm not going to go through that because it's paid. Let's now look at some free ways that you can get traffic into your website. This is a site called Squidoo.com. Just as it says there, Squidoo.com. What that site, this site enables you to do is create one page for free, all about a particular topic. Now, let me just show you one that I've done, as they say, in their traditional style. Here's one I created earlier. So this is my page. I've created it all about this particular product, Product Launch Formula 2.0. And I created this, took me about 10 minutes. This is my page. It's free. I've got images up here. I've got links. This is a link through to my affiliate site. Photos. Scroll down. Photos. Text. Videos, and show you how to do that. But you can see it's quite a nice looking page, all about that affiliate offer. And the cool thing about Squidoo is that the search engines love Squidoo.com. Anything on here is almost 100% likely to get featured in the search engines because it's updated so often. How do you do it? I'm going to show you. What you do is you come to the site Squidoo.com and you click on Make Your Own Lens. Don't have an account, so you say, no, not yet, I'm not one of the 168,000 people, let's get started. You then write what your lens is about. So my lens is about product XYZ. Go to step two. This really is as easy as it gets. You then select what you want to, you know, what you're using this for. Are you using about to get out about this particular thing? Are you using it to sell this? Are you wanting to make a list of favorite things about this? Or do you just want to do your own thing? Using it to sell and money. You know, Squidoo lets you do that. That's what you're going to do. Select that. Go to step three. This is where you give your lens a title. So you put in the title of your lens there. You put in whatever you want the link to be. Now, it's important that you put in the product name here, because this is what is going to turn up in search engines. Squidio.com/ and then the product name. You might find for some products that the product has already gone. You might go for, you know, Michael's traffic videos. Because when people then search in Google and in search engines for Michael's traffic videos or traffic videos or traffic, you know, product or whatever, your site here on Squidio, your page, has a good chance then of turning up. So make sure you do that in there. Pick a topic. You know, what is the topic? Scroll down here, you'll see. I'll just do that again. There is a topic for search engine optimization and affiliate marketing. You might want to select that. Is it rated safe for all people? Yes, it is. Then you just click go to step 4. This is where you have to put in the tags or keywords. What do you think are the best keywords? So, you know, whatever your product is. I mean, I'm still using this product XYZ, so I would say, you know, XYZ. You know, let's just say it's a dog training product, so dog training, dog obedience, if I can spell. Whatever the phrases are that you think people are going to look for, put them in here, put them in here. Go to step 5. You've then got the option to donate some of the money that you make from this site to the charity fund or a specific charity, or if you just want the cash, it's entirely up to you. Just select those options, go to step 6. Okay, nearly there. You need to put in your email address, put in your name that you want to appear on the screen, put in your first name and your last name, accept the terms and conditions, all the usual stuff, click on done. And that's it. That's you then done. You're ready to create the lens. I'll now go in and show you what it looks like once you're actually inside the page, ready to create your lens. Okay, you've created your lens. That's what they call it on Squidio, a lens rather than a web page. Simply means this single web page. Remember, let me just show you this one. This is the completed one that I've already done. So a little bit of time to go through that. I'll show you right now how you do each of these little bits and bobs. So you go through, the first thing you need to do, I've already set this account up, but you'll need to go in and edit your biography. You can upload a photograph, you can see there, browse and find the photograph that you want for yourself in your profile. You can edit the description, or the main name of the page, the introduction. You just click on edit, put in the title, put in the description. When you're doing this, make sure that you are actually putting in, you know, things that you think people are going to type in, so the product name, the type of product. You can upload a photo specific to this particular lens, to this particular page. Again, just click browse, upload photo. That's that bit done. Then you've got all these different, what they call modules. At first glance, this looks a little bit confusing. You think, what on earth is all this stuff? This is all potentially things that you can include in your lens. eBay, you can include a guest book, iTunes, voting, all this stuff. What I tend to do is just not bother with any of that, and just go straight to the text module. So you just click on edit. You would just stick in, you know, your headline here, your subheadline, you know, why the product is great, and then just go on and do a review here, you know, explain the product, the benefits, do the case study, the before and after, and you can put links in using just standard HTML. You know, if you don't know how to do HTML code to create a link like that, just go off to Google. I haven't got time to go and show you that. This is not an HTML tutorial video. But just go to Google and put in HTML, just like that, HTML tutorial. You'll find out how to do a link, the code that you need to do a link. Put that in and add your links through to your site. Now, don't overdo it with the links. You don't just want to bombard it with links. Put in a lot of content. If you go back and look at mine, you can see here, I've got a link here right at the top, but a lot other than that, there's not many links. There's one down here, but it's a lot of content, videos, fair amount of text on there, a couple of pictures, good content. That is what's important when you're doing this. Don't just slap this up in a couple of minutes. Right, if you want to upload pictures, again, just click browse, and that's it. That's the first kind of text section. You can see it here on my site, on my lens. That is that particular thing. This is the headline, you know, the headline, and then the photo that I uploaded, the text, and then the link there. And that is one text module. You can then go off and add another text module. How do you do that? Well, there's a link here that says add modules. And you can see here, add text module. Just click on that and it'll add another module. And then let's go and add this YouTube videos. That enables you to add a YouTube video to your lens. Down here, just move down here quickly and you'll see the save button. Click on save. Okay, so here we are back in our lens, what they call the workshop, where you actually create your lens or create your web page. This is the first text thing. Remember, we went off and created this. These things are the kind of additional ones. You could just get rid of these if you want. You just click on this X here and that'll get rid of them. You can always add them back in later if you decide to use them. And you can now see that the two I've just added, the new text module is there, so we could go in and edit that as same as before and create another text module and create a different paragraph with another photograph. And YouTube videos. Let me just go and show you how you do this, and I'll show you how you actually get this. Remember on mine, I've got these videos at the bottom that actually doing the case studies for that product. How did I do that? Very, very quickly and very easily. Just put in here, you put in, you know, whatever it is, product, case studies, or whatever the videos are. Now, if you've created your own YouTube video, you know, you can obviously refer to that and upload that onto your lens, embed that in your lens, give it a subtitle, whatever. Give it a description. You know, the more content you've got in here, the more keywords that relate to that product, the better. And then you've got here, let me pick. You can go and pick the specific videos. You can do choose the thumbnails. You just put in the video URL. So you just go off to YouTube and find the URL, put it straight in here. You've got display options. What do you want to be shown? All that kind of good stuff. That's it. That's as simple as that. Click save. And then off you go, and you will have. Spending a little bit of time, obviously, on the content, but it's important, otherwise no one's going to read it, the search engine won't find it, no one's going to click through to your affiliate link. But doing that, you've got a lens, it's totally free, it will get you traffic when people start finding it and linking to it and referring to it, and it gets in the search engines, and you can see now that that's how easy it is to get a lens on Squidoo. You've got the formula, the headline, sorry, you've got, you know, the text thing, the photos, your affiliate link, more photos. Really, really easy to do this. The YouTube video is embedded. And then, you know, you could put a final thing at the end here. You know, click here to go and get this product or whatever. It's entirely up to you. You know, use your imagination. Okay, that is how to create a lens on Squidoo. Let's now go and move off, and I'll give you another way that you can get traffic for free. This is using Blogger. Blogger is the blogging tool that's run by Google, so you need a Google account. If you don't yet have a Google account, you'll need to get one. If you've got Gmail already, that's fine. If you're using AdSense or AdWords already, you're also fine. If you don't, you will need to go here where it says create your blog now. You do this, by the way, over at blogger.com. So this is all you do. This is to actually create your account, by the way. If you've already got this, you don't even need to do this step. It's even easier. But you just put in your email address, an email address here, enter your password, blah, 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 the usual stuff. Click on continue there at the bottom. Now, once you've got that Google account, it's really, really easy. Let me just show you how easy it is to get this blog. You can have it done in seconds. Okay, so if you've already got the account, you've already got the Google account, it's really easy. This is the one that I've created, the blog over on blogger.com. This is the one that I've created. So you can see similar content. I've used different photos. I've created different content. I've got different links linking to other affiliate sites. It's for the same product in this case, but it is actually sending people off to different places. That's the end result. That's really what you're looking for. So you can see I've actually created a couple of posts. Probably took me about 10 minutes to do that. Again, with blogs, search engines love blogs. You can get a lot of traffic with these, particularly if you've got good key phrases, and you get in early when a product is just about coming out or before it's even launching. If you go off and do this before a product launches, you can get a head start. So once you do it, once you've got that Google account, as I've asked you to go, you get to this page. Pretty simple. You just put in whatever you want to call your blog. I call mine Product Launch Formula 2.0. You might want to whatever the product is, that's what you want to call it. Put in the address. Again, if you can use the product name, that's going to stand you in good stead. Put in this usual stuff to verify that you are a fleshy human being rather than a metallic robot, and then click continue. You then simply choose which template you want. You can change this template later. I just go for that one. Again, you can scroll down, you can try, you can have a look at all these different templates, it's up to you. Go for one, if I was you, go for one that's got white text, sorry, black text on a white background, makes it a lot easier to read than anything else. Once you've selected that, click on continue. That's it, you can see how easy it was, it took me seconds. Let's now start posting. And this is the little window you get to post. You get a title of the post, you know, whatever the product is, probably put the product name in there. You know, getting inside the product, just start typing away. It's just like using Word. You've got, you know, the bold. You can even link items here. Click on the little link button, put in your affiliate link there. Again, don't overdo this. You've got to put, you know, lots of good content here, occasional links to affiliate programs. You can add an image. Let me just show you how you can do that. You can basically find one on your hard drive. You can put in the web address for using an image. You can decide whereabouts it's going to go. Honestly, that looks a lot more complex than it is. It's simply point and click, bang, you've got an image in there. That's it. That's all it is. You just go through there, click on the bottom, you'll see where it says publish post, and you will end up with something like that. That is all there is to it. All you need to do is have this content ready. The story about the person, story about the product, the case study, the before, during, and after. You know, the infomercial type idea. You could even embed your YouTube videos in here. It's up to you, but it's really easy. It's totally free, and the search engines love blogs. That is just a couple, two or three ways that you can get free traffic and turn on this tornado of traffic for your affiliate offers. I've really only scratched the surface here, as I'm sure you appreciate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you off so you can get your sample two free videos of my Michael's traffic videos. This is over 50 videos all about how to get free traffic coming into your website. What I've just shown you is not even 1% of those. So I'll send you to the page right now. Get signed up to that and you'll get these free videos. You'll also get the free 40-page ebook on traffic. You'll also get a 60-minute audio recording on one of my best traffic methods that is not even in this product that you're listening to right now. So I'll send you there right now. Sign up. Get this free traffic stuff. And as you've seen, you know, you can do this really, really quickly and start getting a lot of traffic into your website.